I want to travel back in time. One of my favorite songs, Emily. We're going to do snippets now.
Yeah.
Snippets, yep. This is the snippet portion of the show. Let's do Virginia Woolf. From Rites of Passage, although I feel like this audience might know that. So, I've heard you say before, Virginia Woolf changed your life. You write a lot about literary figures. Do you want to just give the, while you're tuning, give the backstory on this one?
That's okay. I can tune and talk, hopefully. So Virginia Woolf was really important to me because, I mean, she hung out with a bunch of cool people in England, and they, like, dressed up in drag, and they had, you know, there were queer relationships, but the thing that, when I discovered her writing about the passage of time into the lighthouse, that was it for me. Thought it was brilliant. And then I read, you know, biographies. I started reading about her life and how difficult it was. And she dealt with sexual abuse from her brother. And she struggled with depression and, you know, ultimately filled her pockets with stones and walked into the Ouse River and drowned. And I thought about what a brilliant mind and what a brilliant artist and a hard ending to a beautiful, brilliant life. And I thought about the way that people who have come before us actually really affect our lives now in the present, sort of like this continuum of human story and experience. And she just, I guess I loved her like she was a friend of mine or something. And I just wanted to say, you know, your life is gone, but it's okay. We're all in this continuum together, and you've really affected me, and thank you for that. So that's kind of the gist of it. And of course, I have to start out with a Shakespeare quote.
Yes, I love that. So dive in. Let's do this for her.
Well, this is just the intro. Is just, you know. Nonetheless, and what I wanted to say about men of anger and the women of the page is that these women writers were so impassioned, they were full of the fury and passion and all of the things that never got their due in their lifetimes, got their due afterwards. So I wanted to start out with this sort of like lay the scene by this is what's happening, some big stories, some big lives, some sound and fury, some nothingness, some rage, but these women who wrote these great works, or works that touched me, and then it goes right into kind of a reflective, after all that, you know, dark chords. Oops, not that string. They published your diary, and that's how I got to know you.
Oh,
said, each life has its place, and you know, it's about... Thanks, y'all. It's about how we touch each other, you know? Even after our lives are over, we have touched people in our lives, and it's a continuum.
You touched our lives!
Thanks.
Yes, I feel touched.
I love that as a songwriter, you can write about whatever the hell. I could write a song about Harry Styles if I want.
Which would also be lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely guy. What I love about this song is that I feel like it really combines, it's like very personal. You talk about how you know, in these lyrics is how you got to know, how Virginia Woolf came into your life. But then you really zoom out and it's very universal. Like there's like, all right. And I feel like there, a lot of people could attach to this song their own meaning and take comfort in it. So I'm curious how you go about sort of combining the universal and the personal, if it's conscious, you're like, no, it's not. This is my gift. Be quiet. But tell me about it, because to me it feels genius.
Well, I don't know any genius. But it's just what I think about all the time, which is like, I like to think about minutia and like bigness, and I like to think about human stories, obviously, and I think that we're a lot more alike in the human experience than we are different, even though our stories are each unique. And so that commonality of something like that you find in a specific image, I'm really into images that present a feeling of, that evoke universality. Yeah. And I'm really into this thing about how fucking vast the universe is, the cosmos is, and everything. You can't even put a map of the way the planets line up on a piece of paper because it wouldn't be like, you know, relationally correct. It's too vast. And we have these individual lives and they feel so important, and they are, and they're so big, but we're so small. So that's what keeps me up at night.
Those are deep thoughts, and is that true about a piece of paper and the planets?
Yeah. Any scientists out there that can verify that for me? I heard it on a book on tape. Yeah, it's true.
All right.
I mean, so we have been taught the way the planets all look together, but relationally, it ain't so.
It ain't so. Yeah.